All right, we're just going to start now then. After the, I think this is the fifth attempt, but we finally got it, guys.
Woo!
All right, welcome to the Peer Review Podcast. I always hold my arms out because I'm excited, everybody. With your host, as normally, Daniel Frana.
We're not Skyping with the people, Daniel.
Shut up, you're not introduced yet.
Andrew Thomas. Oh, crap, what's my name? James Holly Prime.
Oh, is that going to be a reoccurring joke, or you just keep getting
tired?
All right. And then we have a noisy guest this week. Our first return guest. Our third guest total, I think.
We literally couldn't keep him away.
Now, filmmaker, comedian, raconteur, good person, in that order of what you are.
That's nice of you to call
me. Spencer Laux, everybody.
Yeah. Hi, Spencer.
They introduced me. That's the Spencer Cox.
DJ did?
Yeah.
And I don't blame him. He was like, this L looks like a C. It was kind of funny because I was like, well, that could be my new stage.
But then with your... with your
Cox.
Would it be Cox then?
That's why you want to go to studio so badly tonight.
It is Spencer.
You don't want
Cox
to do karaoke. It's actually a drag queen night.
No, I was like, no, that's Thursdays, Dan.
Actually, I knew that too because I have a friend who does it.
That's a quit being silly, dude. We all know the schedule of the studio, okay?
Well, at least I do. I know the drink specials. Mm-hmm. Always. You can get a. I don't know. I was going to make something up, but I really
like
backed
me,
myself in the corner.
You look like me, you always get drink specials at studio.
Yeah, you get the barely making it. Yeah, that's a double punch because you look like a bear.
Hmm? I'm a bear in training.
A bear in training.
I'm a cub.
What does that... Does that mean that
I'm
you're sort of
there.
Getting there as a
yes,
homosexual
I'm
man?
Transitioning.
Your voice certainly is.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, man. This is a lot of fun. I think we'd all be considered bears, I think.
Yeah.
I think you. I think.
I don't know. I don't know if you're hairy enough.
Yeah.
More ottery.
Yeah.
I think.
An otter.
Their otter's a thing.
Is it really? What's
I think
an otter?
So. I'm not for sure, but that's what you are. I think.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm otter than you.
Oh.
Oh yes.
That's like what I was talking about. Autistic.
Oh God, that's the worst.
When someone is autistic, but they're really good looking, and you don't, you just think they're an asshole for a while because you
see,
don't.
See. I take umbrage with. I think that it shouldn't be an actual autistic person. I think that's what you call a dumb girl at the bar. You still want to have sex with. Autistic.
Autistic.
I think
see,
that's
find
so
that,
much better.
I find that more offensive.
I don't think so.
And
I
it,
think...
And it would be they have... Because you're not supposed to say autistic anymore. Is they have autism. So someone wouldn't be autistic. They would have autism.
Well, you know what? Fine then. Autism is for those type of people. Autistic are dumb girls at the bars that you still won't have sex with. That's another phrase coined. What was the first one we phrased? What was it? Oh, pretentious. Were you
pretentious.
On that one
too? No, I was talking to you about it though.
Yeah,
because I didn't like your definition of it. And I just
yeah, but it's a good word though. Pretentious and autistic.
Mm-hmm.
Patent pending.
Copyright.
All right. Well, we're going to move it right along to the first feature of every single peer-reviewed show. It's the peer-review pop quiz. All right. We're going to insert music there, I guess. We got a theme song. It won't just be 3 seconds of awkward silence.
It is 2 and a half.
I thought that was the
half.
Theme song.
I guess so.
I thought it was you crying.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to do that.
Yes, a peer-reviewed pop quiz.
I just...
Alright, he's...
I'm cried out, man. I've just gotten to this point of disappointment with the world that I can't cry about it anymore.
It took you that long?
Yeah, it only took me a month.
Mm. Wait, you're only a month old?
Yeah.
This is a peer-review breakthrough right here.
Yeah, I'm incredibly advanced.
Alright. A goatee is at least 2 months old, though.
Nope. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
The goatee came first, I thought. And then you
got it. Like out of the
you actually, what it is a full beard came first. And the more I trim it and, you know, cut it, the older I get.
Yeah. See, that's the biopic for you is going to be called Behind the Goatee. It talks about you and the young man that you, the young gay man that you adopted.
You're just jealous because I've discovered immortality. As long as I keep it at this
you're
length,
a
I
month
stay
old.
This age.
You're a month old. You haven't discovered shit.
Exactly.
So,
discovered your
peer review pop quiz. Everybody, let's keep this on the rails. And when I say that, we're all doing coke because we are sponsored by the cocaine Colombian cartels.
Oh, I forgot.
CCC.
Oh, they're going to be so mad at me.
Oh, what you do?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Anyways, we'll get into that later. But so, peer review pop quiz. Which is the most believable excuse for a sick day? Okay. Number one, resentful eyebrow syndrome. Two, mutinous colon. Number three, chronic disorder. Or number four, number four, spastic eye discharge. Most believable.
What was number two?
Mutinous colon.
I'll go with mutinous colon. That sounds just like a euphemism for diarrhea.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking too.
I'd say mutinous colon.
I'm going to go with chronic disorder.
It's nice and vague.
It's nice and vague.
Well, then I'll just think you're high.
It's so vague. It's a chronic disorder of...
I don't know, but it's chronic.
You guys are laughing, but James is correct. Wow. Yes. Yes, because like a chronic disorder, it sounds made up, but once they think about it for a second, it's like, oh, he's just really high. Which I thought about this today. You should be able to take sick days for being depressed. Don't you think? I don't want to completely harsh this.
I would have never.
I think that's called unemployment.
Life,
huh?
I think that's called unemployment.
But you can't take sick days for that?
No, I don't think so.
That's why I got fired.
Work makes me depressed. Exactly. Like, so if you didn't go there, it's a catch-22. If I don't work, I'm not going to be depressed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like leaning over the warped mouse pad that's just warped from all the tears. Use it to mat it away.
Yeah.
Maybe the problem is that we're using
tears. Sure, Dan.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, come on, is what I'm saying.
I will not... All right, I'm not going to ejaculate on you, Spencer.
We're saving that for the video podcast.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Coming soon. Oh, don't do that.
Coming soon. We're going to spell it not the way you would think.
We're going to spell it L-O-R-M-A soon.
Yes.
Lomer soon. It's French. Right? That sounds like a...
Why are you asking me?
Because you're the goddamn frog.
Yeah, you're
close enough.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, we're a little closer than you.
It's like...
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Just because I've had pain au chocolat and croissants does not mean I'm French.
I haven't even seen the movie Chocolat, so...
Croissants, they're started in Austria.
Croissant.
Yeah, but still...
I actually read today that croissants are, specifically croissanteries, were the French response to American fast food in the 70s.
What?
Yeah.
So there weren't croissants before the 70s?
There were. They just, in the 70s, they started mass producing them and developing frozen, unbaked dough. So when we started McDonald's, they're like, yeah, we can one-up that.
Yeah.
Croissants in every street corner.
So what did the first croissants have mayonnaise just injected into them to try to be as unhealthy as McDonald's, or...
I prefer to call them crescent rolls because that's what Pillsbury calls theirs. Crescent.
Chris.
I think they actually are supposed to be technically different to croissants.
Are they?
Croissant? Yeah, I think
they're like a crescent moon.
No. The crescents, I think, are actually made more along lines of like American biscuits, aren't they?
I don't know. I know they're shaped the same.
They're shaped the same.
Yeah,
it doesn't make them the same food.
No, it does.
All right,
any food shaped like a boomerang.
You know, I once had a steak that was shaped awfully like a chicken leg.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it was a chicken leg.
Alright, you guys can save this for the spin-off podcast for baking called The Flower Hour.
Oh, okay.
It's also gardening.
Baking and
gardening. Oh, shit. We gotta patent that. That's a great name. Flower Hour?
I bet it exists.
Think so?
Yeah. Nowadays.
It depends on which spelling of flower.
I bet both. I bet both exist.
Oh, shit. I
bet even, yeah.
I thought of the funniest joke the other day. It's a nice little one-liner I want to share with you guys.
Yeah.
It's I like my women like I like my whiskey. Rye. That's pretty fucking good.
Flowerhour.com is for sale on GoDaddy.
Ooh.
Oh, not for long. We gotta buy it now. The moment you look it up, the bots fucking know.
Yeah. Zap straight to it, man. Let's get it.
Don't forget to get .net.
I do know that
.biz.
ZapStraightToIt.com is taken.
Is it?
It's taken by the Comedy Bang Bang podcast. It redirects to their YouTube page.
What's the Japanese URL? It's like .jp, I think?
I think it's ., and then it's a tentacle monster.
Because comedy ., I think .jp is still available.
It's not .co.jp?
Really?
Yeah.
Why would that not be taken?
Do you have to...
But I bet teenage girls throwing up on each other .jp was taken years ago. Because that's the kind of pornography that Japanese people like.
Oh, man.
Yay for sweeping generalization.
The beginning of all of Spencer's racism. Uninformed content.
Uninformed. I've seen plenty of Japanese porn, okay?
Okay. Just digging yourself another hole. All right. Should we jump right into it, folks?
Yes.
All right. We got another
tough question. You didn't really clarify what we were jumping straight into, so I kept thinking of swimming pools. I'm sad that we're not doing
that. We have this above ground swimming pool right there. Right. Where are we going to...
Yeah, but I mean...
How could it be above ground in a basement? Right now.
Huh?
How could it be above ground in a basement?
That's how big it is. It's 10 feet tall. So it's really only 6 inches above the ground, but it still counts.
We should fish Al out. He's been kind of down at the bottom for a while.
Well... He's just looking for eggs. I threw some hard boiled eggs in there earlier, and then threw in some.
Why didn't you just boil the eggs in the pool?
Because Al was in it. He was adamant about.
Maybe that would have got him out. His fingers are going to get really wrinkly.
Ah, good. He's always too.
That's the main health concern of being underwater for so long.
All right. Well, we're going to start off with I think this is going to be the newest segment. Is the no shit article. Which this week's no shit article is that same-sex attraction is not contagious among adolescents. Which I'm glad they added that, because it can still be contagious among adults. You know? That's something that we all...
Or infants.
Yeah.
You know?
And the elderly.
You know? I mean, when they're all in that room together right after they're born, who knows?
Well, yeah, traditionally it's infants and the elderly that are most risk to contagious.
Exactly. So why would not the sexuality be any different?
Generally, adolescents are pretty safe.
That's true. They
it's
got
one
good
of the benefits.
Oh, no, that's interesting. If it was, like, contagion, but with homosexuality instead of just killing...
There could be entire nursing homes full of suddenly gay people.
Could be.
And they're all like, well, we're getting a divorce, but we can't remarry because it's only just been legalized. And
just now.
Nursing homes don't like to do marriages anymore.
So I'm trying to skulk through this article and find out all the exact science behind it, but I guess there was a study they analyzed interactions over social media. So they did a couple interviews between students. They did 3 in-depth home interviews, first at 16, the second at 17, and the third at 22. And so the analysis returned the increase in odds of reporting a certain behavior associated with each friend or sibling who engages in the same behavior. I don't know if that is a complete sentence. So it said subjects were far more likely to engage in sexual intercourse if their friends were also engaged in sexual activities. And the same was true for seeking out romantic relationships. However, they weren't more likely to report same-sex attraction.
So hang on, are you saying that they collected a lot of their data for this study off of kids fucking around on Facebook, essentially?
I guess so. I don't...
Because I don't know if they are aware of this, but you can literally just say whatever you want on the internet. Mm-hmm. And if you leave your Facebook logged in somewhere, they will often go in and change, say, your preference.
That's very true.
Just to mess with you.
Yeah.
So that doesn't seem like it's very reliable.
That's the background standard deviation is, you know, pranks just saying, hey, everybody, turns out I like dick.
How interesting. Put down another one.
Yeah, if everything that was on Facebook was true, I definitely wouldn't be allowed in Red Lobster anymore.
You'll notice that this guy said he was gay yesterday at 12 p.m. And then the very next day, after he'd gone over to his friend's house and logged into Facebook, his friend then turned gay too. It's contagious.
See, that would be the best thing. That would be hilarious if it was 2 kids. Like, they always change each other's statuses to gay because they're secretly in love with each other. You know?
That sounds like a romantic comedy.
I'm totally gay for Trevor. Oh, no, Trevor totally wants to suck my dick. It's like, oh. And then eventually, you know.
They start their relationships as a joke.
The term that was batting around for that for a while when you left your Facebook open and someone else posted as you or changed it somehow? There was a term that was being used.
Yeah, it
for
was
a while
unfunny.
Yeah.
I think you need to be more clever about, like, whenever someone leaves their Facebook open, what I like to do is I like to go to a chick that I know they kind of have a crush on, and I like a picture from like 3 years ago where you can just see a little bit of cleavage. Yeah. That's the, because it's hard to explain that.
Does it get more creepier than
no,
that?
Because they can go back and unlike it, but she still got the notification.
Yeah. Oh, you put way too much thought into this, Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like you
actually
I've done that a couple times.
Instead of trying to do something funny with your friends left over from Facebook, you just go and be a stalker.
I'd be a stalker for them.
Yeah. Oh, for them.
Yeah. Because who knows?
Surrogate stalking.
But stalking people that you like.
Yeah. Well, no. Either people that I know they like or someone that I know they have no interest
in. Okay, I thought you were doing people that you liked and were stalking them for them.
No.
Which seemed a little backwards to me.
Well, who knows? Maybe she's like, oh, maybe it was Daniel who actually liked that
person. I'm just going to think that whenever anyone likes anything on my Facebook from now on. My mom will like one of my status and be like, I bet that wasn't actually my mom. I bet that was Daniel. I bet he went into my mom's house, saw Facebook still open, and liked it. He's messing with me.
Yeah, but see...
He went 6,000 miles all the way to the UK.
I drove all the way there, yeah. But the thing is,
that's
though...
Dedication.
Joke's on you is because I never like any of your statuses. Oh, I got mean.
See, I'd do something really mean to Dan's Facebook where I'd make your status something like... depressing, where it makes you sound suicidal, and then when people say like nice things to you, you can't be like, no, Spencer was just saying anything, was saying that I'm at the end of my rope. Like,
yeah, but see, I think it would be even worse as though if you do that and nobody responds.
Then you're like, wow, maybe shit.
Maybe I should put a toaster next to the bathroom.
Post a status along lines of being really suicidal and. Everyone posts support directly to my wall, not as a comment here, and I might not do it. And then go back a few hours later and delete the original status so that he just returns to his Facebook with a bunch of people posting his walls. Don't do it! We love like, you! And he's just like, what?
And I actually came back with like a bag of KFC. They're like, don't eat it! It's awful!
A big poster board. It's like, Arby's. If this picture can get 1,000 likes in a day, I won't blow my fucking brains out.
I don't even have 1,000 friends! It's
been... That's why people will share it. They'll be like, oh shit. Like, they'll look that up. Be like, oh shit.
And
just, that.
Just
have his friends probably don't care if he does either.
Have that picture linked to my YouTube.
I wanted to.
Buy our project or we jump off the top of the building.
I think
it's just all the CEOs.
Buy our project. Please buy it.
Nobody likes the Xbox One.
So that was the no shit article of the week. Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know.
Bookend on that.
Wait, is straight being contagious then?
Straight is being contagious.
Is that what's actually the problem here? Is straight is contagious?
I think so. Yes.
Huh. Okay, who gave me straightness?
Are we still sure that you have it?
Don't look at me!
Wow. You know, I never really had any dolls before, but if I did, they're all gone now.
Now.
Spens with 3 Zeds.
Zeds.
Three zits.
Fuck you, Dan.
I know. I'm always so mean on the podcast. I feel like I'm always so mean.
On the podcast?
Fuck you.
He changes his persona.
I bet he wakes up in the morning and then like...
No, I don't.
Just like... Oh.
I wake up in the afternoons. Come on.
I was going to say, you know, goes... Donates a bunch to charity and does a bunch of really nice, kind things.
Just so
and
I can be
all,
mean.
It's all just to psych himself up, to fill himself with hatred.
I'm just giving him, like, fucking charities. Why am I giving him money? I need to take this out on people that I actually enjoy being around.
You're just trying to balance out the karma of it all.
Mm-hmm. The karma.
Because you believe in that.
Yeah. Like that guy from Seinfeld, karma. God. You... If there was a person here just watching, they would feel so sorry for you because you hang your head in shame like every 15 seconds. Besides Al.
Oh, he's used to it, I guess.
Don't even know if he's alive. I don't even know if
he's
here.
He's looking a little bloated.
Yeah. It's good. He was always pretty skinny. He needs to get some meat on his bones.
Yeah.
All right. Enough talk about Al. Yeah, what else do we got, folks?
I was going to talk about baseball, but you guys don't know anything about baseball. You guys thought a Japanese team could be in the World Series? Really?
No, I was just
thinking... Don't be racist, Nick.
No, somebody asked me the other day, what do you think of the All-Star game? I literally had to ask what sport it was.
What sport?
Had no idea.
I like Orion's belt, personally. I think they're going to win.
Do you?
Listen, it's the World Series, not the Intergalactic Championship.
No, I said All-Stars.
Oh!
Yeah.
Ooh.
That was actually fairly clever.
Didn't it, really?
That's more than one star.
It's a consolation, but whatever.
It's actually
you're going
to
say Beetlejuice.
It's actually part of a constellation.
Orion's belt. Yeah, part of Orion, right?
You know.
Yeah.
His belt, specifically.
Yes.
I wouldn't say it was part of him, more of an accessory.
Yes, it's an accessory.
Because we all know how constellations are not
to
accessorize. Cassiopeia
very,
and her jewelry. I mean,
they're very fashion conscious. Haven't you noticed?
She's made of stars, and she still needs all that bling. She's making up for something, folks.
Did you not see the nice new chrome that they put on the Big Plow?
And the what?
Big Dipper.
The Big,
big
Plow.
Plow.
Once again, James, we aren't in fucking England. Yeah. I mean, is that what they call it in England?
Do they really call
what
it
was
the
that,
Big Plow?
What was that 9-hour flight for then?
I don't know.
Do they really call it the Big Plow?
No.
Then why did you expect me to know what you were talking about?
I just wanted to fuck with you.
I thought maybe there was a big
I would have even accepted, like, drinking gourd.
Sometimes I say stuff just because I know people assume it's an English way of saying it, and it's fun to mess with them.
Yeah, except for when you immediately back off and you're like, yeah. Big Plow, like, I mean Big Nipper.
That's like how you...
It's a polite way to mess with people.
How you were saying...
I have a conscience about it.
I wish we used the word smart like how you use the word smart.
Or like how the
I don't.
Boston's,
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
smart. No. When you're like, yeah, the shirt's pretty smart. And I was like, I wish we did that. Or like when you say brilliant,
well,
when someone gets
you
a beer, we just don't.
Just start doing it.
Because people would be like, what do you mean?
I've gotten more people to start saying cheers for multiple different reasons.
Yeah, but you just know a lot of alcoholics,
and that's because we love. The
no,
TV
we
show.
Say it as a thank you too,
oh,
and
yeah?
a goodbye.
Cheers.
So it's like the shalom.
Yes.
For the British?
Yeah, why not?
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum labadam.
Shut up.
This is the Yiddish corner. Okay, well, that was a fun little ditty. What else we got, folks?
I forgot to look up any articles because I was playing video games, which I think is very important to scientific progress.
You think so? In what way?
Well, like, say I actually made the $11,000 that I need to get back to school and majored in, I don't know, physics and biology, got a degree, then I was responsible for terraforming Mars. I kept thinking, like, man, that Bioshock Infinite, it got all positive reviews on Metacritic, and that would constantly be bogging down my mind, so I couldn't concentrate on terraforming.
Studies have shown that video games are, like, actually really good for doing, like, improving organization skills, quick decision making, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Reaction times, yeah.
Well, I heard that we were supposed to, like, my age generation was supposed to, like, surgeons were supposed to get better. Because
yeah.
The equipment they're using, like, pretty much are video games.
Well, I mean, what it is that it just improves
your
dexterity. Your
dexterity,
like,
yeah.
If you're moving your fingers around a lot, you know, it's the same if you're...
Yeah, that's what Turk said to Carla.
Exactly. Jesus. We have too many Scrubs references on this podcast.
That's
the,
fucking unfortunate.
It's at least the third one. At least the third one.
As long as we don't talk about Zach Braff.
Well.
I fucking can't stand that.
Right, we're going to have to cancel the Garden State segment.
Oh, God.
I was really looking forward to that one, too.
I know.
It's going to be our most scientific segment of the
podcast. Thank God he got the Kickstarter money.
Yeah. See, we were just going to talk about how none of us had seen it and then leave it at that.
Okay.
That's what we do every week. Shut up. Come on.
It's I mean, cool. I haven't.
Have not.
I just forgot the int.
He has common communication problems like that. Yeah.
Alright, so I'm just gonna dive into this next story, no pun intended, about dolphins.
Bullshit.
Alright, I'll just wade out into it.
Dolphins, well, I guess they could. They come out of the water.
So it says dolphins have names and respond when called to. So.
Hey, Flipper.
Like
yeah,
a dog?
It's not coming.
It's with
Katie.
To themselves.
Katie.
Like, it's the frequency to the,
yeah.
each other.
Yeah, so
you can't, like, name it George.
No.
Wait,
like,
no,
it,
no,
know,
what you're
it.
Saying
yeah.
is they think they're too good for us.
Yeah. Well, oh, they are. They'll be they're going to take over.
Like that one Simpsons episode.
Yeah.
That's what Andrew was going to jump to it. You know what
I was
talking about.
It's
but awesome. It says that past studies have shown that individual dolphins have a unique whistle. Called a signature whistle that they often use in big group settings that when several pods of dolphins meet at sea, which I think the most interesting thing about that is that a group of dolphins is called a pod.
That's not nearly as cool as a group of crows.
Yeah, a murder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we combine the two?
A murder pod? Pod.
I like pod. It.
Whoa.
That's another spin-off podcast. Just, it'll be the
murder pod. Just like 100 crows carrying dolphins around.
No, see, I thought it was going to be like a snuff podcast. Where we just lure our guests down here and then we murder them.
I was thinking dolphins
were not doing that this week.
Crow's wings.
Oh, we were saying like a hybrid animal.
Yeah.
And we were talking about murdering you.
Fair enough.
That's what the murder pot is.
Well, you got the basement for it, Dan.
That's right. We got the titty kitty, the new chalkboard above, right next to a picture of my
Which
grandpa.
Which is really handy
Friedrich
for reminding
Nietzsche.
Us what the name of our podcast is. Because yes. I always forget until I look at it.
Yeah, Daniel looks at it during every intro. It's like, welcome to the
Fairy Podcast. Because I actually wrote it with a southern accent. Fairy Podcast.
I feel you there in her now.
But back to the dolphins. So
the
it's
dolphins
just,
need all the attention.
Yeah, it's just compelling proof that dolphins have identities then, so they can be called by name when if a situation arises where competition, so like if they're in a gang, you know, they can get on the right side. So they'd be like, hey, Flipper, Eeyore, get over here and back me up, you know. Because
I don't think it's that issue. I think it's really just so that it's for helping them pick teams for like soccer matches.
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't play soccer, they play football.
But hang on, so dolphins,
football,
have individual dolphins have individual identities,
they have
right?
individual identities, and they actually, they have friends, and they have people that they don't like.
I don't care about friends and stuff. If they have identities, I'm
that means
poor,
we can steal them.
I can steal it,
yes.
And become a rich dolphin.
Yeah,
I'll have all the fish.
Yeah.
It would be awesome.
And it's legal because they're in international waters. A lot of
yeah,
them.
But we've talked about this.
There's no law saying you can't steal a dolphin's identity.
We've talked exactly. about this a dozen times. There's no point of eating fish if they don't feel pain.
I am going to just eat them all to get rid of them out of anger at them for not feeling pain.
You can still do that without having the identity of a dolphin.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be as fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why don't you just have the identity of a dolphin and just like live a normal life? So you go to the bank and you hand him the ID, it's just a picture of a dolphin.
Come on, it looks just like me. I shaved my head lately, that's the difference. I grew a beard, that's
you
why I don't
more
look
like
the
walrus,
same.
It's the goatee, because it's the only, I think the only sea animal with a goatee. Because everybody knows that goats fucked dolphins and that's why we have walruses.
Oh. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know that, actually.
Absolutely. Everybody knows that. Come on.
Well, you're the scientist.
Damn right I'm a scientist. I'm the scientist.
God,
the...
That's sad.
Yeah? Oh, come on.
You're the future of science.
Yeah.
You.
I can't believe they let you wear that hat in the fucking laboratory.
They do.
Like, I fucking was funding the project, the second I walked into the lab and saw you wearing that hat, I would either pull all the funding right away or make sure you never worked
no,
there.
No, I just be like... Who's he? What's he doing here? You know you can't just walk in there, right?
As soon as they do that, I just sprint out the door.
What's the custodian doing in the lab?
Every time someone walks in, I look over my shoulder.
I think you're confused. This isn't a country bar. It's a lab.
Yeah, but we have that big fridge full of 90% ethanol.
Nice.
It's not for cars, motherfucker. It's interesting. In the labs, though, they put acetone in the ethanol so people don't drink it. It's absolutely true.
Oh,
like, man. Every lab I've worked at, they've done that.
They had to, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, you can drink it, but it will rip you up inside more than a shot of Everclear.
Do scientists really have that bad of a social life? That
yeah, we just drink at the... drink at the lab. Yeah, so I think that's all on dolphins. Huh?
That sounds fun. Drinking at the lab.
Do they have any examples?
I've never done it.
Never?
Never done it.
Do they have
it.
Any examples of some of the dolphins' names? Like, did they just go up to dolphin like, what's your name? The dolphin like, dude, my name's Todd. Why didn't you ask before?
Actually, they do, actually. So it says... I'm not even kidding. Okay, the research was performed by a group of scientists on a boat off eastern Scotland.
Yeah.
And who joined up with a group of wild dolphins. When one of the... When
I like it, you're like, that discredits it. Like, they're Eastern Scottish dolphins.
I was going to say, you know,
they're not real dolphins.
Those Western Scotland, because they're closer to Ireland.
You're a racist species.
A specious,
a
yes.
Specious.
Yes. I'm very specific about my specious.
Yeah, fair enough. Sorry.
Anyways, when one of the dolphins announced itself with its signature whistle, the equivalent of Joey, the researchers recorded that sound. I don't know.
How does it equal to Joey?
I don't even believe that you're reading from an article. I think it was an arbitrary decision. They're just like, yeah, it's Joey.
No, because they have taught some dolphins to press basically keypads in the tanks to communicate with the humans.
Yeah.
So they're teaching dolphins how to talk, or type at least.
But see,
maybe that dolphin popped up, did its little whistle, went back down to the keyboard and said, by the way, that translates to Joey, because I know you have no clue.
I want
to
say this, though. If these dolphins are as smart as we think they are, they've probably, you know, kept up with 90s pop culture. They've seen the TV show Friends, and they've seen the spinoff called Joey, so none of them would call themselves Joey.
Yeah. Well, maybe one really sad one.
This is the loser.
Yeah.
It's the outcast one. Well, anyway, back to here. Later, the team played the same Joey call back to the Dolphins, and a significant portion of the time, the Dolphin called Joey responded with the same call, as if Joey was saying, "Yup, I'm here."
No.
They're going on a lot of presupposing.
They really are.
Just like,
but see,
presupposing a lot of things.
That's also, the supposing that that's his name. Like, if you were walking down the street and someone just yelled, "Pangaroo!" at you, you'd be like, Pangaroo?
No,
that's not even a word. You know, that's probably what he just like said something to mess with the scientists.
Joey the dolphin wasn't saying, "Yes, I'm here." He was saying, "How you doing?"
I get it.
Because Joey.
That was a joke.
Joey.
That was a Joey joke.
Thank you for the clarification.
Or maybe he was saying, "Whoa."
Whoa.
Crossover Joey.
Was Joey particularly defensive about his food?
I think so. Did I ever give you my impression of Joey Lawrence falling down a hole? Pretty fucking good.
I have heard it, but go ahead.
Ooh! Used to do that for hours with my friend. All right, so I think at this portion of the podcast, we're going to cut to Facebook, to where we always ask the populace of Facebook if there's anything they want us to talk about. One of my friends from back home asked to talk about lawn mowing with my dad. Anyone ever mowed lawn with my dad?
No, wait, are we sure we can't find a question more boring and mundane to talk about?
Probably.
Okay, well, I'm just making sure that
this is funny. the other guy I know wants us to talk about the sudden drop-off of Raisin Bran commercials.
Okay, so lawn mowing with your dad. Continue.
Maybe the two are directly related.
Oh my god, that's true. I started mowing lawn with my dad in about 2008. I haven't seen a fucking Raisin Bran commercial since then.
What have you done to the world?
I don't think I've watched television since then.
Yeah?
Not on the internet.
Yeah, I was going to say. You know what? I think people just realized that they could have Raisin Bran by pouring...
They can get raisins wherever.
Exactly. And they can get raisins. That's really the only...
They're like, two scoops? I don't give a fuck. I can have as many scoops as I want. I can buy all these sundaes.
That's something like whenever I was at a hotel or something as a kid, you know, you got to pick the cereal out of the box. You'd be like, I'd always go for Raisin Bran because it has raisins in it. And then, like, I would start eating and be like, wait a minute, I don't like raisins. Like, I tricked myself.
Two scoops?
And see, yeah, that's when you have, like, one of those tiny little boxes, it's just raisins.
Yeah.
Because they have to have two scoops in it.
Yeah.
It's...
Well,
why would you do that? Why would you trick yourself?
Because I'm dumb.
I do the same thing. Like, once I put a Caribou Coffee in a Java House cup, so every time I drink it, I was slightly disappointed.
That is very masochistic of you.
I'm kind of a dick.
Can't even be nice to yourself. Oh, so we talked about those two things. We don't have a lot else to talk about.
Yeah, that first comment can probably be ignored.
And the resulting comments by everybody else.
Who's I don't have the only one without a computer.
I like how we just like, hey, Facebook, what do you want us to talk about? And then we're just like, nope.
No.
Well, I don't know. You guys can say no or yes if you want to, but I'm making an executive
decision.
No, I
like the
decision.
Idea of asking people what they want to hear and then just like, yeah, no.
Well, I asked about terraforming Mars last time.
Did you listen to the podcast?
Yes, I did. Actually, I sifted through to see if you talked about terraforming Mars, and you didn't.
We did too. We brought it up.
For like maybe 5 seconds.
We said we'd save it for the next podcast.
Okay. Well,
technically, we've actually already discussed it for this one too, so
it's true.
We can move on.
But
not really.
But Spencer, you Facebook messaged me saying, hey, can I be on the next podcast? I want to talk about
terraforming
Mars.
Okay, let's do it. Right now.
What do you got?
We should terraform Mars.
All right.
Exactly. Here's what, no, but a company was talking how they were going to do it. Like, it's one-way tickets.
They're just going to shoot moss at us.
Yes. No. Well, they're going to fucking obviously send people up there and start building colonies and stuff. It's a one-way ticket once you go there, whatever. But I was figuring, like, if I were to do that, like, sign up for that, like, I would just start committing all sorts of crimes and felonies. Because once you're gone, like, they're not going to come back for it. You know, they're not going to go to Mars to get
Wait,
you.
So Mars is going to be the new Australia?
It's yes. Space Australia.
It's Spastralia.
It's
Spastralia.
That sounds... Are you sure that's not an Italian dish?
Spastralia.
Spastralia.
Hey, what's Spastralia?
No, I had heard about the one-way ticket to Mars.
Yeah.
I had heard about that. I thought that they were just trying to get all the depressed people out of... Everyone's
buzzed. See, the first I heard of the one-way ticket to Mars was on that one YouTube video of the bitchy lady at Dunkin' Donuts. Did you see that one?
No, I've not seen that.
Oh my god. We'll link that up somehow. But it's this dumb, bitchy lady, like, going to Dunkin' Donuts. She's like, last night I didn't get a receipt, so I want my order for free. And then, like, she's just, like, yelling at him. And then she's like, this is all going on Facebook. You guys are getting so much trouble. And then she, like, starts talking about how she's so smart. Like, I'm going to Mars. Like, I bought the ticket to Mars. I'm going to Mars. So, like, we're going to go up there and we're going to blow up Earth.
Wow.
That's what she said.
Does,
like,
does anyone have her email address? Because I feel like she'd be particularly easy to scam.
Yeah, no. Like, why go to Mars when you can go to Jupiter?
For just
$50 more than whatever you paid for this.
With my package deal, you'll already have a house waiting for you.
We've got the Jupiterian contracts out there. That's right, there's aliens. And we've already got them for cheap immigrant labor.
Man, the government is so far behind us. You know, it's ridiculous. But that's capitalism.
Please mail a money order to this random address in Iowa
City.
Just residential address.
Only cash your
check. Throw in an extra $100 and you get a Mars timeshare if you ever get tired of being on Jupiter. And want to go someplace else to vacation.
Right,
I mean,
on the top.
This is a win-win situation for you here.
I live on Mars. I summer on Jupiter.
Local car dealership's doing a deal for new move-ins.
Yes, exactly. I think that sounds great. I want to live that long.
You want to live to go to Mars?
I want to. Yeah, I think if I was really, really old, like anything over 80,
yeah.
And they were like, just like, hey, people, although they wouldn't take me.
No, they will if you pay them enough. There was this guy who was like 80 years old and he was super rich and NASA refused to send him into space because he was too
Contact.
Old.
It sounds like the movie Contact.
No, he paid the Russians.
Oh,
and Russia
really?
Was like,
really?
Russia was like, well, we had to run tests on you, make sure you can survive,
mm-hmm.
make sure you're in shape. He's like, well, I've been working out, I've been getting ready for this. Here's a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
And they were like, you passed the tests.
Yep.
Welcome to space.
Welcome to
space. Lance almost did that.
Well,
they just assumed he was senile.
He gave
like
$7 million
now.
That's from him in space, and then they didn't.
That wasn't verbatim. Because
yeah.
It doesn't translate directly.
I just,
but it was basically
yeah,
along those
it
lines.
Doesn't translate.
When you said welcome to space, you threw your arms up, and I just imagine like a Russian scientist just like making it rain. Just like, welcome to space!
When you get to the space station, they have a party for you.
No,
like a
just
cake.
Just glitter up in the air. Turn the lights out, fruit glitter up in the air.
Oh, man. Oh, now I really want to go to space.
That's the worst observatory ever.
And then Virgin is starting.
Virgin Galactic.
Yeah, they're starting their space. What is like 15 minutes? There's a lot of zero.
They're building the spaceport in New Mexico with another company.
Really?
Yeah.
In Mexico?
Weren't they planning on having it ready for
the
commercial
new
operation
yeah,
as
like
soon as
soon.
2015?
Like they've done it a couple times,
yeah.
Haven't they already?
Yeah.
I don't know because I didn't hear anything about Richard Branson and his grandmother going into space.
Well, didn't you ever see?
They got the first tickets.
I love Richard Branson.
I think
is my
they
favorite
have.
He brought them.
Did
he? Brought his own tickets for his own company
okay.
for his whole family to go to space on the first flight.
I'm pretty sure he's already been to space though. I think that he.
No, he was just in a balloon that got really high up,
yeah,
but not
okay.
quite there.
Wait
yeah,
a minute.
He kept trying to circumnavigate
was,
the world.
Was he?
The
was he? Was this on a bet with the ghost of Jules Verne?
He has. He's tried to do. He stopped for a while, but he used to try to do that a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Where he tried, and the air balloon was fucking huge when he would try and do it. Like
that's
a bunch.
Basically all
and then
he did
stopped.
For a while. It
yeah.
seemed like that was how he was getting.
And then
rich.
He realized it's just like no, this isn't
he's
going
like,
to work.
I've got this really big company that does all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not actually running it. I'm completely ignoring it because I'm going really high up in a balloon. It's
you know
what?
Every now and then he'd drop down to open up one of those Virgin megastores, like down his rope path. Like, hey guys, I'm going back up to my balloon. I can climb back up. Going to Portugal. Who wants a ride?
Occasionally, he'd do that thing. Like, there's pictures all over the internet where he dressed up as a stewardess.
Yeah. That was because he lost the bet.
But he didn't actually get on the plane on the ground. He just parasailed into the plane from his balloon.
He never
in the dress.
They had to Photoshop the balloon out of the picture.
Yeah, no, I saw there were some upskirts. The paparazzi. Yeah.
And he was not wearing any boxers.
He wasn't wearing any panties.
Not even tidy whities.
Look who forgot to wear tidy whities while they were parasailing into their airport.
I mean, really, you're that rich. Why wouldn't you do it like
that?
Oh,
no. The best thing I've ever seen. Like, there's ever any sort of, like, motivation to become a billionaire like Richard Branson.
Besides the money?
Well, no.
That's also a really good point.
There was this awesome picture of him where, because he owns his own island.
To be a billionaire, you know,
he has his own island. It's him on a jet ski with his 20. He has like a 26-year-old supermodel girlfriend, topless, like riding, like piggybacking on him. And I was just like, that's what I want.
Yeah, you just
want a jet ski with an island with a supermodel.
He could probably do that with just being a millionaire.
He has a car that
I don't know.
He has a car that turns into a motorboat. He test drove it for the first time in, like, Bristol, which was near where I live.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that Bristol's claim to fame, then?
He drove it into the water, and was just then driving around and, like, yeah, I've got a boat now.
Yep.
And then he drove it out and was like, yeah, I've got a car now.
And everyone else was like... saying that, and everyone's like, he's such an obnoxious douche.
Everyone else was like, yeah, you've got several of them. You're a dick. I'm going to go drive my piece of shit to work and hope that my paycheck's enough to get some more gas in there. You asshole. I assume. I may have been
Dick Branson. You Dick Branson.
He is Dick Branson.
He is, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, man. I wonder if he gets called that a lot.
Do you think he doesn't?
If he's...
Like, come on, what's the possibility that someone doesn't do that to him at least once a month?
I think that only, like, Bill Gates could do that. Just be like, I'm richer than you. I'm going to call you Dick Branson if I want. And then he, like, gets in his own air balloon and just, like, shoots a BB gun at him. Just trying to...
Oh my god, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get really rich. I'm going to equip me and my friends with parachutes and balloons and air rifles. And we're going to have air battles.
I think you're missing a couple steps towards the beginning. Like, maybe provide some goods or services to get really rich?
Fuck all that.
No, just you're going to be rich now?
Yeah.
That's your plan?
By next week.
A heist. We can do a heist.
Yeah.
Right. That's heist.
We'll
hijack some saffron. Because it's worth its weight in gold, and I doubt it's going to be protected.
So. Gold is also worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, is it? Are you sure about that? But yeah.
Saffron's pretty light, too, so let's hijack some gold.
That's
because
what I'm saying.
If it's worth its weight in gold, then gold's more valuable.
Yeah. But I'm saying saffron probably isn't guarded as well. Like, that's like a spice, so they're just carrying that in some courier van.
Yeah, we could all just get jobs in restaurants.
A Dodge Caravan.
We could just get jobs in classy restaurants in the kitchen and be like... A little bit every day.
Embezzle saffron.
Put it in your pocket. You know,
or like empty out your pockets and make
it just full of lint. Lint and saffron.
Just have a little piece of string that you can pull when you walk outside and dump little piles of saffron everywhere. All hidden.
Like the Shawshank Redemption.
The Shawshank Redemption.
How does that help you? Like you're stealing it and then dumping it on the ground.
Well, you go back later that night to pick it up after you've done the work, because you still got to work. Come on. It's got a work ethic.
Yeah, come on. You have to respect your place.
You might be stealing a really valuable ingredient, but you still have to do your work.
I want to get back to the topic of air balloons, though, because my cousin, he just recently... he got
an air balloon accident.
if only. I want to talk about it.
You're terrible.
No, but he bought like... I don't really know what it's called, but basically what it is a giant fan on your back and a parachute.
So, like Fan Man.
Yeah.
Do you remember Fan? Are you old enough to
remember? No,
Fan?
But I know.
I remember his family on The Simpsons.
Because it's like ultralights, which are like, you know, little cars or whatever that you can fly. But I think he's right. I think James is right. A microlight, where it's just a fan on his back and a parachute. And he can, like, I think he said he can get up to, like, maybe 15,000 feet. And, like, he can fly for 3 hours at 30 miles an hour just on the gas alone. So he could, like, literally fly across the country.
When he does die, can anyone really be like, it was a tragedy? Or, like, how did this happen? Like,
see, he's a badass dude, though, because he spent,
it's ballsy.
He spent a year up in Alaska dredging gold from rivers. Like, he came back with a bunch of gold and, like, rubies and shit from the rivers up there.
That's our heist. Let's go steal some gold from
my cousin. Oh. We could just hire my cousin to do it and steal
some. These all seem bigger than what you're describing.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's no vehicle component. It's just a fan. And
these were all...
That looks like the thing from Fly Away Home. Is that what it's called with Anna Paquin, where they're flying the duck, they migrate the ducks?
Yeah, according to Google, those are ultralights, and microlight is a mineral.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, that's science-y.
Yeah. Is it?
Cool! By the way, guys, there's a mineral called microlight.
Huh.
Learn something every podcast.
I bet it's very heavy.
And big.
Oh, man. So, I'm looking it up. I just... I don't know why, but I typed into Google parachute fan dealy. don't know if that's
how dependent we've become, is that we, like, not only expect Google to know the answer, but know when we're being kind of incompetent.
Yeah,
Basically, the answer and the question to begin with.
He has a degree.
I know.
Just want to point that out.
Yeah, there's...
In biology.
It is. What's your degree?
That's how you do your research, though. You just get into Google and be like, "This thing you need to be above,
cancer thingamabob,
yeast, DNA,
DNA, DNA, what?"
Is that what you go to work?
Yeah, I pretend I have a hair lip.
Dear Google, what is that spirally stuff that makes us?
Yeah. Everyone at work is like, why are you making those noises? What is wrong with you? Do you have chronic disorder or something? And then I say yes, and I take a sick day.
You just try and, like, you pour the DNA into, like, the USB port and be like, study this. Tell me what it is.
I'm going to call into a place I don't even work and say, I can't come into work today. I've got chronic disorder. I'm like, who are you? I'm like, you know, that one guy that you hired recently.
I'm James.
Well, you could say James. Like, pretty much any place has somebody
named James.
It's
not like your
James.
Name is Joey.
This is James.
I do have a James that I work with that calls in all the time, so.
Oh, that's him, actually.
Oh, I want to do that.
That's him. Does he ever call in with mutinous colon? Because it might be that James. And it could also be me. I've prank called a few places. Actually, that sounds like it could be really fun.
Is it mutinous colon? Wouldn't that just be colon cancer?
No, it'd be diarrhea.
Because you and your colon's mutating, like,
not,
cancer.
No, have you not heard of mutiny before?
Not mutating, called mutiny.
Yo, mutiny. I thought you were like,
they're not going to turn into crime fighting martial art expert turtles.
It's coming.
Okay.
So you're saying the colon is fighting my entire body?
Yes.
Okay.
And see, actually, I'll give you, this is a little inside baseball, but the first draft of that was prolapsed butthole.
Prolapsed?
But I thought that would be too good of a reason.
That's a real thing, then.
I know. Except if you called to work and said you had a prolapsed butthole
or anal fissure.
They'd be like, anal fissure. One of the terms right, but not the other.
That's in baseball. Going back to baseball, or even the video game, they'll be like scrotal tear or anal fissure is what they will have for, like, why they're on the disabled list.
The disabled,
yeah, the disabled list is what you call it in baseball, and, like,
that's pretty.
They
extreme.
Have to be out for 15 days.
I don't think that disability is. He has a Fortnite cap on it.
That's what not know? In the league is.
Wait, you're not
if
a
you
peak athletic
the
performance
list,
anymore. You must have a disability.
Yeah. What? So if I sprain my ankle bad, if I get a high ankle sprain, I can have park anywhere I want then?
Yeah.
Hey,
so
while their players are on the disabled list,
yes.
can they all claim SSI?
I was just about to say, because I'm bad at baseball, so...
What's SSI?
I was going.
Social Security.
Oh, okay. Now I don't know.
There's no Social Security left, though. It's all gone. Sorry, folks. We're getting into probably politics.
Dear me.
We're just gonna say that.
So did you actually have anything you wanted to talk about with the terraforming of Mars, or just like we should
just pro or con?
I was gonna talk about Total Recall a little bit because
never seen
Mars
it.
That. You ever saw the?
You just want recall? You just want women with three boobs.
Yeah. Well, no, four. I'm about symmetry. And,
are you under the impression that because this
numbered.
Is supposed to be a science themed podcast? Scientists will hear you go, I really think we should terraform Mars, and then we'll get on
they'll
that
start
for
doing
you.
It. Maybe.
Because I don't think that's how that works.
If that were true, there would be a disgusting salad dressing made right now.
Yeah.
Made specifically for ugly androids.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what are any of your nearly dozens of viewers, are they scientists, you know? Are you able to see who your subscribers are?
I know at least one of them is.
Well, discounting yourself.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so. And actually, we need to do the peer review podcast tally, where we look up how many people listened last week, which I'm on.
And then berate everybody who didn't listen,
yeah.
Which won't matter because they're
not
listening
now.
Yeah, exactly. These jerks not listening.
We still have the same amount of followers.
Yeah, well, that's good. Last week,
so zero.
Oh, last week had 34 downloads.
It's not bad.
That's not bad
Wait,
at all.
People are pirating our shit.
I think that... Wait,
I'm okay with that.
Send them a cease and desist is what I would say.
We're still waiting on our cease and desist from the many bridges we've burned with this podcast.
Although that'd be a fucking good problem to have. Like, if you're famous enough where, like, people took the time...
Potentially really expensive legal problems are never good problems.
No, but I'm just saying.
I mean, look
at
Family
Guy. It
means
there's people there,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm just... Although, if we
or
had to...
We'll just hire Chang Li to defend us.
But if Arby's came up to us and like, you have to take down every podcast where you mention us, we'd have to take down every podcast, you know? Because
right.
I don't think one goes by where we haven't badmouthed Arby's.
Oh, did we last week?
Well, we'll retroactively work it in.
Yeah.
At the very end, it's going to be, you know...
We'll just go edit it.
Just
the title will be fucked up.
Arby's.
Like I was talking about the 10 last night where it's like, McDonald's. Burger King.
Wendy's.
Who's in favor of taking a quick... intermission commercial break while we try and figure out where we lost track.
Alright, sounds good. What we'll do is we'll take a quick commercial break here from our sponsor, and we'll be right back. You already hit stop, didn't you? I don't know.
That was a new fake commercial.
And stop!
When I get back from the cocaine mines of Colombia, I only want one thing for my cyborg wife. A nice steak and a good old salad. And the only salad dressing I allow that ugly android to give me is Uncanny Valley. Uncanny Valley. Taste the awkwardness.
And we're back.
Hey!
Huh. Alright.
That was a fun little thing. What was the sponsor? Because we add that in post. What was...
Right, it was Uncanny Valley Dressing.
Uncanny Valley Dressing, those fine folks. They've given us some of their salad dressing. It's awful. It's actually just motor oil. I think it's 10W30.
If you close your eyes and you put it on the right type of salad, it's mediocre.
Yeah.
The right type of salad being bacon.
There you go. All right, so I think we're going to get to the final segment
today. Shit. You saw Craig, right?
Yeah.
You want to hear the update on Craig?
Okay,
recording. Right?
Sorry,
but
this is good. Good story.
Should we let the listeners know what happened with
Craig? Yeah, our friend Craig, he got all fucked up. He was walking home.
You have to let him know that Craig is a huge fucking guy.
Yeah.
He's not
tall, but he's fucking...
He's a fucking ox.
Yeah. He's fucking... And he's tough. I don't know. The guy, he works the door at the mill a lot. But he was walking home, and some dude asked him for a cigarette, and he was like, "Nah, man, I don't have a cigarette." And the next thing he knows, he's getting the shit kicked out of him by a couple, like three dudes. And his eye was like swollen shut, and we were trying to get him to go to the hospital. And he like worked. We were like, "Go home." He's like, "Nah, I'm fine." He went to the ER today. Three ribs broken on 7 places. Then it gets this is two days ago. So he's just been. Like, I saw him at the bar an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, we drank with him at
the bar. Yeah. 3 ribs broken in 7 places, fractured orbital, detached muscle between shoulder blade and rib cage, 3 to 8 weeks healing time.
Wow.
So that's what happened.
Wow.
And he was just like, his only complaint was, my back kind of hurts a lot.
That's nice.
It is. Sorry, I just saw that and it blew my mind.
No, that could almost be science. We should definitely study this guy because
yeah.
This is outrageous.
Yeah.
It's like Ozzy Osbourne. He's got some sort of genes that make him a fucking badass.
Yeah.
Or,
Coke addict.
Lenny. Although he actually recently had to cancel the tour citing health issues.
I thought you were talking about Lenny from The Simpsons.
Yeah, did he get something in his eye?
Lenny.
All right. So we're going to get to the...
doctors, I'm not supposed to get pudding in it.
We're going to get to the Da Vinci Code segment, which is where we don't read from the Da Vinci Code. We pick a random page from a magazine. And you guys are lucky because today I have two options. We have the Mensa Bulletin, which is the official magazine of Mensa members. We also have Christianity Today.
So the two opposite sides of the spectrum.
Are those portraits on teeth?
Huh?
On the cover, is that portraits of people on teeth?
No, they're portraits of people on tulips.
Oh.
So, what's it going to... And so there's 81 pages in Christianity Today and 55 in the Mensa Bulletin. So, pick your page and your magazine.
So, people that love God and people that think they're smarter than God. I'd say the Christian one because I bet it's hilarious.
And what page?
17.
17. That's a low ball. Let's see what this is.
Not very adventurous, are you?
Page 17.
What?
First language first. Christians make a real education possible for 21 million Filipino students.
Finally.
Yeah.
God. That's long time coming.
Yeah. So it says, in the Philippines, teachers were long allowed to teach only in English or Filipino, the country's two official languages. Students in schools who spoke their mother tongue, one of the 171 living languages on the archipelago of the Pacific Ocean, could be routinely fined. During this time, millions of students dropped out or started parroting or... It talks about how they're letting people learn their own language, so I think they're patting themselves on the back for doing what everybody else has done.
We've learned how to be slightly better at being decent human beings.
Yeah, if this is basically saying before then, if they weren't speaking English, they would make them pay money.
Encouraging.
That sounds about right.
That doesn't sound like the Christianity I know.
Yeah, I know. Well, that was a great pick, Spencer. That gave us literally seconds of
work. Well, thank you for giving me the material to work with, Dan.
We do also have the resident February 1999 National Geographic.
Well, you're gonna
wait. Resident, is it paying rent now?
Yes, it is. It is paying more rent than you. All right. So now, what would you like to read from Mensa or Christianity Today?
I'll go with the Mensa. All
right.
What were the page options?
1 through 55.
I'll go for 47.
All right. Page 47 is the mental floss game, guys.
Oh yeah.
Actually, it's an advertisement for the mental floss game on mensafloss.com. So. All right, it has an example.
I figured there'd be an ad. I just wanted to see what kind of ads they put in that magazine.
No. So it says, who said it, Mahatma Gandhi or Angelina Jolie? I believe in equality for everybody except reporters and photographers.
Hitler.
Gandhi. I would definitely go with Gandhi.
Spencer?
I guess Angelina Jolie.
It's Gandhi, apparently.
Was it Gandhi?
Yeah.
Gandhi was kind of a dick, really.
Yeah, he was. Oh, yeah. Here's another
He was
one.
Good friends with Hitler. Wrote love letters or something.
Harry Potter character or hideous skin disease? And the question is Muckle Wells.
Hideous skin disease, yeah.
Harry Potter character.
Skin disease. Spencer,
do you know nothing about Harry Potter?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Come on, buddy.
I'm so ashamed.
It's like you've only read the books once.
Presidential pet or presidential child? Billy Coolidge.
Pet. I'm going to say pet. Just child. Because it's always
a pet.
I mean, it keeps on being the one that's less like every time it's like,
there
well,
seems
I
to
think
be a pattern
yeah,
to this
yeah.
Mensa
yeah.
game.
I actually just knew enough about Harry Potter for the last one.
There is one more. Medieval torture device or Bed Bath & Beyond gadget?
They're
wooden,
the same thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Wooden reamer.
Bed Bath & Beyond
bed
gadget.
Bath, yeah.
Medieval torture design.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah,
see,
that's
one of the worst. All right, so that was a fun little detour.
That was.
Oh, okay.
On the
page 146 of the Mensa.
There's only 55 pages in Mensa.
Fucking work on it.
146. All right, so 146 minus 110 would be 36. Page 36. 36 is in the middle of an article called Some Come to the Asylum for the History and Architecture, Some Stay Forever. Graveyard Shift by Susan Carleton. I have a favorite t-shirt that reads, Madness Takes Its Toll. Please have exact change.
That's a good t-shirt.
I don't think so at all. Because I think if you have a little more change, then no one's going to argue about that. You know, it's not like if some homeless guy asks you for a quarter and you give him three dimes. You'd be like, hey, exact change, motherfucker. Beggars can't be choosers.
I'm glad that you landed on an actual article and not an advertisement and all. But when I said fucking work on it, I didn't mean do math. I meant write another 100-some pages.
No. Well, I did in that time. I just didn't publish them.
Oh. Alright. I'm disappointed in you.
I'm always disappointed in me, too.
He's not angry. He's disappointed.
Thanks, Dad. So, anything else we need to talk about?
Plug
shows, yeah. Every Monday, got the Yacht Club. Starts at 10. Every Wednesday at Penguins Comedy Club in Cedar Rapids. That show starts at 7:30, 8 o'clock, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gabe's open mic is starting up again in August. Next Blue Moose show is going to be August 25th. And then we also have a show there September 22nd.
Are you going to have a pre-sale? Just in case?
Also, there's a great podcast to check out called Peer Reviewed Podcast. If you come across it, definitely check it
great
out.
Great podcast. Yeah. It's very similar to this one.
The hosts are a little despicable, but...
It's true. All right. Well, let's close it out like we always do. Four-way high five.
Woo!
Thanks, Al.
Fuck fish.